This is OTB AM.
This Liverpool team are going to coast to a league title. Fair enough, that's a great achievement. But that Man United team were an all-time great because they weren't playing very well early in the season.
Does Everton have to happen in the same period of time though? Did Liverpool not have those elements of that team?
They have to win the Champions League. They have to win the Champions League this year. But not if they're... To equal Manchester United's treble season, they have to win at least the Champions League in the league, right? And you could say that by not winning a cup, if they don't win a cup, then they're not... It's not as good a season. Man United are always going to be able to say, we won a treble. Did you win a treble? No.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Weekdays from 7.30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking, regretting it, what have I done? It was like I walked into a circus. It's amazing, isn't it?
Phil Egan is here for Deal or No Deal. Phil, who before we get started, who's going to win the Champions League?
I think Bayern. If I could just wish Bayern would just sit about 10 yards deeper and they could win, not handy, but it'd be a lot more comfortable. But I do, I see exactly where Miguel is coming from. The first 20 minutes against Barca and Leon would be a worry. And even Lothar Matthäus has come out and said to Bayern, lads, just sit a little bit deeper, please. I implore you to do this or else PSG will have a field day in those first 20 minutes. And Bayern don't go behind in games.
No, so they don't know what to do. It's like that generation of Australian rugby players who'd never seen rain. And so when it rained, they couldn't win games. Right, Deal or No Deal. It's being reported in the Netherlands that Barcelona manager Ronald Koeman wants Gini Wijnaldum, age 29. Phil, will this happen?
I don't know if it will happen. When Koeman got the job, my first thought was, how long before Van Dijk gets linked to Barcelona? Because obviously Liverpool have sold players to Barcelona in the past. Van Dijk is the best defender in the Premier League at the moment.
How much would that cost?
If you're going by Coutinho, you have to at least double it. That's what Van Dijk.
If Harry Maguire's 80 million, he has to be 160, surely.
200 million.
Oof, if Harry Maguire's 80 million, then you would think Van Dijk's 300 million.
I'm being realistic here. I think that if you were to... what is the actual price and what is the price that will be worth paying?
Some things are just not for sale. I think Van Dijk is quite happy. So the Wijnaldum deal then makes a lot more sense. A guy that has a year left in his contract. The contract talks stalled a little bit. Obviously, with COVID-19, everything was put on hold. And they haven't really picked things up at Wijnaldum.
I mean, everything wasn't put on hold. Let's just nail that one. They decided that they didn't want to offer him a deal with COVID-19. That's their excuse for not getting this deal done. Because loads of other stuff is happening, as we see in around the rest of the world. It looks like they're about to sign Thiago. They're like, oh, my phone's not working here because of COVID.
They did put it on hold. What I'm saying is they didn't resume it though when they were meant to. So. I mean, at the start, they legitimately said, look, let's come back to this in a bit. Obviously, you know, things are going on around us that are out of our control. But yeah, he's a fan favourite. He signed from Newcastle, who had been relegated that season. He scored some huge goals, including two against Barcelona in that comeback last season as well. The fans love him. But there is this dilemma where he's 29. Do you give him another deal? But then Thiago's 29 and, you know...
If you get the same amount of money, is it a swap in, swap out? Do you take half the money and swap in, swap out and go, well, that's the wages for 2 years for Thiago?
I think if Liverpool got the same money that they're willing to pay for Thiago, then it'd be a good deal for them.
Okay.
For Wijnaldum, it'd be great. I mean, to get to play for a club like Barcelona.
Give me out of 10.
I'm still kind of... going maybe low enough at 6.
Okay. Just to mention, Henrik Larsson is back at Barcelona. He has just joined on a 2-year contract as Ronald Koeman's assistant. So that second year of that deal is going to look pretty sweet when they're on the beach in a year's time. Meanwhile, Leo Messi cut short his holidays to race to Camp Nou to meet the new Barcelona boss. Catalan radio station RAC Uno report that Messi has told him he's more out than in and stressed he has no faith in club president Josep Bartomeu. Man City being touted as a possible destination. How would Pep use Messi in this Man City squad?
He could just put him in where David Silva played. You think of how successful Silva and De Bruyne were when they played in that midfield together. Obviously, that had Fernandinho in it as well. But yeah, you play him in that role, and obviously he's a better version of David Silva. See, you look at the front three, the way that he plays it at the moment, whether when Aguero's fit, you have Sterling on the left. On the right-hand side, he has those options, whether it was Bernardo Silva, Mahrez, Phil Foden more so this season towards the end of it. Does Messi fit into that three? Because if he's playing in that three, he's going to have to press. Messi doesn't do pressing because you just give him the ball and he lets the magic happen. But if you play him in a more central role alongside De Bruyne, then, I mean, some of the options you have there in terms, if you're one of the front three, you're rubbing your hands at the thoughts of either of them.
Give me the front three.
So say you've got Sterling, Aguero and Phil Foden, for example, and then we've got Messi and De Bruyne sitting in behind them, and then you've got a protector, whether that's Rodri or Fernandinho.
So Messi's playing deep in that team?
I've put him in a deeper role, yeah.
All right, so it's essentially a midfield role.
Yeah,
And you've got one, so it's like one defensive midfielder and then five attackers.
Yeah, like basically,
it's pretty good. Good team.
I know people go, well, I mean,
they're going to get hammered in matches.
You're going to leave the defence exposed, but
8-2.
The City defence has always been exposed.
And that City defence. I mean, if they get four new defenders who can run fast, I'm on board with that. But I think that team might lose a few games. Right, Manchester Evening News say that David Brooks has been promoted to the number one alternative to Jadon Sancho. The Sun say he will cost 40 million. This is rapid fire now. Is 40 million for Brooks a good deal or a bad deal?
I think it's one of those you come back to. If he turns out good, 40 million was nothing. So I think David Brooks would definitely be a good player for United to have in the squad. There's serious potential there. He wants to be back in the Premier League. So as I said, 40 million. If he doesn't work out, then it was a waste of money. If he does, then that was a great buy.
Yeah, this might be one of those ones that you don't mind if he signs for somebody else and then you spend an extra 20 million next year on him because he's proven that he's actually capable of doing it. The Mail say that Manchester United may offer Argentina goalkeeper Sergio Romero to Aston Villa as part of a deal for Jack Grealish, who's obviously only still 24. Grealish hype has been on the dip over the summer months. Shane, as a Manchester United fan, do you want Jack Grealish at your club?
No. He spends too much time in the turf.
What did he get kicked about?
He does, but it's probably an Irish perspective not to want Jack Grealish there.
Fantastic footballer. Surely we're all over that now. He picked the country that he wants to play for. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, well, you're a Villa fan. I suppose you've come to terms with it. You've dealt with it. So, but at the outset, it leaves a sour taste in the mouth. But no, he's a fantastic player. I'd be more sad about Sergio Romero leaving. I love him. I love the man, and he's going to feel a little bit done over by David De Gea playing the Europa League semi-final. But this isn't the Lee Grant job. Lee Grant is happy to sit on that United bench and not even on the bench in the squad and earn his money and play out the rest of his career as a sub keeper at United. But Romero's a top quality keeper. He's played in the World Cup final. He should not want not to be playing football. So I'd be more sad about Romero leaving than I would be happy about Grealish.
Good save there. Shane was about to say he should not want to play for a club like Villa.
Hey, that's what he meant. The subtext
but that would be a great deal for Villa, by the way, because I know Tom Heaton, when he got injured, things started to go horribly wrong for Villa.
Yeah, so but Heaton's going to be back, right?
He is going to be back. Hopefully he's back as good as he is. But, you know, I don't know when exactly we can expect him back. The season is only starting in a few weeks. So
Emma points out as well that what about all the penalties Jack Grealish would win? Think like Bruno Fernandes could score 40 goals in the penalty spot next year if you Jack Grealish diving the penalty box for you. The Mail also report that Wolves are listening to offers for around 70 million for former Villa star Adama Traore. Who should Adama Traore sign for?
Ooh, I wonder would Adama Traore go back to Barcelona? You know, he was there for 10 years, obviously came over to the Premier League, ended up in the Championship, signs for Wolves, unbelievable for them. He's probably my favourite player to watch because I just love when he gets the ball, the panic.
The 70 million sub.
But that's the problem. Honestly, like, look at the top teams. So, say Liverpool. Does he get into the Liverpool three? No. Does he get into the midfield?
He's a better sub to bring off the bench than Origi, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, like, maybe he's at the stage of his career where actually spending 70 million on him makes perfect sense because he becomes a player who can be a mainstay at some point. At some point, one of those front three is going to leave or one of the
But he could play. He could actually play in the Liverpool front three. He could play in the midfield three, and you could actually use him as a right back if you wanted to give Trent Alexander-Arnold a rest. Even though Nico Williams is developing well, but Traore, the way Liverpool play with their full backs, they could actually use Traore as a right wing back as well.
Last one, PSG's Thiago Silva could be on the way to Chelsea after the Champions League final. What does he add to Lampard's side?
Some actual defending. But he'd be 36 by the time the Premier League season starts. I'm not sure this is going to happen. I think the talk is either he stays at PSG, see how Sunday's final goes, or else he goes to Italy. He definitely wants to stay in Europe. Now, I don't know if he meant Europe, the EU. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But I think if he was to go, he'd probably look at a move to Italy.
That is the end of Deal or No Deal.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it. What have I done?
Like, I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.